Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Ready to win. All right.
All right.
Are you ready to win out there?
Yes, we are.
I hope so. We're so excited. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we are ready to win. We're so excited. We're live here in the studio with our favorite engineer over there, Mr. Allen.
Woo! Give it up for Allen.
And we are so excited, you guys. It's been a great, great week. We hope you all had an awesome Thanksgiving.
Yes, we did. We're just so truly thankful to the Lord.
We are. We had a great Thanksgiving. We got to celebrate it. As you know, we love to make sure that we take our special blessing out into the community. And he's a world traveler. So we went to Cozumel and Belize.
Costa Maya.
And Honduras. So it was great to see and experience that with Gabriel and my mom and all. It was 22 of us.
Yes.
And we all went, our family and friends, and God truly blessed us over there in the country, allowed us to be a blessing, and we were so blessed.
Yes, we had such an awesome, awesome time. We hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. You know, this is the season to be thankful, to be grateful, to give God honor, glory, and praise. And we always just tell God thank you for everything that he's doing for us in our lives, and we know that he's doing the same and prayerfully doing the same for you. And so today we just wanted to come and encourage you today to let you know to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
In all your ways
acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
Amen.
And that's the scripture that I think that was instilled into Star at a very young age at the dinner table. After we say grace, she'd always say a scripture, and that was passed on throughout our family, my sister's family and my family, and we always taught the children Bible scriptures, and so give them something to plant in their heart, a seed to plant in their heart so that they won't sin against God, as the word says in Psalms 111.
Great to have that scripture. I love that. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
And lean not to thine own understanding. And that's what we have to learn how to do. We just have to learn how to give it all to the Lord. We have to learn how to trust him in everything that we do and not try to carry all the weight, because his burden is easy. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. So we don't have to carry the weight. He tells us to cast all our cares upon the Lord. So that's what we come to do today. And we come to just bring hope and encourage you today and give you some wise tips on what we do and what might help you along your journey.
That's right. And this is a countdown to Christmas.
All right. Yeah. How many days?
23 days left until Christmas, you guys. Yes. I cannot believe it. It's already here. Can you believe it? Can't believe it, Alan.
Can't believe it.
I know. You know, it seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Thus, that's why I keep my Christmas lights up all year round.
And guess what, Alan? I keep my Christmas tree up all year round.
Kind of funny, because there's a Facebook friend that him and his wife have a Christmas tree throughout the year, and they decorate it for the different holidays.
Oh, I love
that. That is really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
We might try to start doing that.
Something fun that you can do all year and participate in. You know, I think Gabriel would get a kick out of that, too.
Yeah.
Because he walks by it and he runs around it all year. So might as well start decorating it.
It's a part of the house fixtures.
It is. That's one way to simplify your life.
I forget it's even there myself.
Until we'll plug it in and the lights will come on and everything now. So that'll be really, really easy to do. But you guys, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Are y'all ready for Christmas?
How do you guys
celebrate your Christmas? And I'm going to, you know, I would love to hear from you guys. Y'all can call in or 904-401-1413. Let us know how you celebrate your Christmas. But I'm going to tell you guys something. With Gabriel having special needs, he has autism and autism tendencies. Sometimes he's just not so into Christmas. And so we've had to learn how to enjoy Christmas in a different way. And this can be good. It can be bad. It can be happy. It can be sad, just depending on how you look at it.
Yes.
But at first I used to get so sad. I'm like, he's not opening in the presents. He doesn't care about any of this stuff, you know? And so you can, you know, at first I would just say, well, forget it. I'm not even going to take the time to wrap anything or go through the motions. And it's easy to get like that, to say, I'm not even going to go through the motions of trying, mm-hmm. you know, it is what it is. But you know what? I said, the devil's a liar. And so I started to still wrap presents and still try. Because right. that's my responsibility. I'm still going to try to make it look like it's going to be a typical Christmas.
yeah.
But it, you know, it's so different with Gabe. But we have learned how to make it fun and how to really, really celebrate the main thing, which Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yes.
And so we've learned how to do that. And as well as we're trying to get him to learn how to open presents and stuff like that. So I'm going to give you guys some of the tips that we've done with Gabe. And if you guys have any out there, we would love to hear some. If you have any family members or children with special needs, we would love to hear some of your tips that you've used to kind of desensitize them and get them used to, you know, maybe Santa's beard and or get them used to opening up presents and different things like that, you know. So we've got a great show planned for you today, and I hope you guys stay tuned. And we're going to go ahead and start our show off with this awesome song. It says, no matter what, we're going up.
I almost gave up on me. Couldn't see my way out. I almost gave up on me. I was filled with so much doubt. I almost gave up on me. Then I decided I had to look up and get up, and no matter what, I'm going up.
You're going up.
The sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. That's what you got to know, guys. The sky is the limit.
Yes.
And we're going up, up, up.
Yes.
I was just telling Alan, I wrote that song, the first part of it, when I said I almost gave up on me. I remember being at the gas pump, and I literally had no money to get gas. I was waiting for money to deposit. And how many of y'all have ever waited for a deposit that hadn't hit yet?
Yes.
The gas pump knew it hadn't hit yet. So I couldn't get the gas. So I had to go back home.
The little TV screen kind of starts laughing at you.
I felt like that. And I wrote that song. I was like, almost gave up on me. I'm like, how did I get this broke? You know? And then the other part when I says we're going up, up, up. Because, see, we're not going to get down. We're not going to stay down.
Right.
And we taught Gabriel how to go up the stairs. I say, we're going to go up, 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 Gabe. So that's how this song came about. And I love it because the message is so positive. It's not where you start. It's where you're it's where you finish.
That's
no
right.
matter what, we're going up, up, up.
Have to learn how to count your blessings.
Sure do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies that, one of my friends, she's up in New York, and she teaches in the inner city schools up in New York. And she says that they use this song to teach the children, and everybody sings it and participates, and they use this as like the song for increasing their test scores in the school.
Good.
So I love hearing awesome, positive testimonies around the music. It just makes me feel so good. So
yes,
praise
awesome.
The Lord for that. So we're going to give you some tips on how you can have your best Christmas this year. And these are just some of my ideas from my Gabriel is now 10. So we've had about 9 Christmases, and this is going to be our 10th Christmas. And, you know, every Christmas I can see major improvements. So,
yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to give you guys some of our best tips that have helped us, and hopefully they'll give you guys hope and can help you along the way. And like we said, if you have any tips that you would like to share on how you make Christmas super special for you and your family, you can call in 904-401-1413. We do know that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yes.
I think that that is so important. And so it's not about the gifts. It's not about anything. Really, it's all about being together as a family and like we said, counting your blessings.
That's right.
Name them one by one.
Name them one
and
by
one. And it's not the things that you have. It's who is in your life.
That's
you know?
Right.
And so that's what we really, truly are thankful above all, is we're thankful for our family. We're thankful for our friends. And we're thankful for Jesus. Okay. So,
amen.
But we will give you some tips on how you guys can be able to, if you do have a family tradition of gift giving, how you can get your child, if they have special needs, to kind of get with it with the gift giving thing, because sometimes they just don't quite understand that you're supposed to open up this thing. I mean, I worked all day with Gabriel last year on how to open up a gift. I was so irritated. I was like, forget it. I did a video on it. If you guys want to see that, it's you know, it's called An Autistic Christmas. You guys can go on my on our blog. But I showed how he all day long. I have been trying since the morning to the evening, and finally he opened up the gift. You know, so I'm going to give you guys some tips. We have 23 days until Christmas, and these are just some suggestions that might help you guys along your journey. So number one is going to be maybe each week that leads up to Christmas, go to the Dollar Tree, get some little dollar gifts and put them in some wrapping paper. And I, you know, what works for us usually is things that Gabriel's interested in. So we use candy, like he likes licorice. So we'll get some licorice from the Dollar Tree. We'll put it in wrapping paper. He likes Skittles. We'll put the Skittles in some wrapping paper. And so he kind of will get used to, okay, when I open this up, there's going to be some goodies in there. And so those things will help kind of desensitize your children. You can do that week one, week two, week three, and then leading up until Christmas. And then maybe by Christmas, they will open up the presents that you have underneath the tree. And another thing that we did just 2 days ago, we went to Babies R Us. And we always go to Walmart and, you know, Target and Toys R Us and stuff. But what we did, we went through the aisles, and we just kind of let Gabriel go through, and we let him look to see what he was interested in. So this gave us an idea, you know, he's changing, he's getting older. What are some things that you're interested in now? I know what you were interested in a year ago and a year from that, but now what are you interested in? And so it's so awesome to see now he's interested in pushing the buttons with things that light up. So, you know, at first I was a little up, you know, it gets sad or disheartening a little bit when, you know, my son is 10 and the gifts say from 0 to 6 months or 0 to 18 months. But guess what? He likes it. He's actually playing with it the right way, pushing the buttons. It's lighting up. He likes that. So, and now at home, I'm like, wow, I see him playing with these toys and it's cause and effect. So that means that he's progressing. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I look at it, he's progressing. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And so he's utilizing the toy in the right manner. And so that makes me feel really good. But we did that just a couple days ago and we've seen a couple new toys mm-hmm. that he really liked. Yeah. And so we were able to get those. And we might take those toys that we already purchased and put them in some paper and wrap them up, mm-hmm. even though he's already got them. But he's going to be so happy to open them up again and push the button. So those are a couple things that we've done to kind of desensitize. And, you know, you have to teach our kids everything. Sometimes they don't automatically know how to open up gifts. So, you know, I think we assume or we take it for granted that some children just get excited about Christmas. And I know for a lot of moms that I talk to, we kind of get a little sad because we're like, oh, you know, they like the box more than they like the gift or whatever, you know. And you spend all this time trying to find the right thing and they don't really care about it. But we have to teach them how to get excited and teach them how to participate. If that's a huge part of your family, then you have to teach them how to participate so that everybody can be included. You don't want them to just be sitting there not knowing how to open the gift. So hand over hand, starting off, putting little food in there, things that they will like, and they'll realize something good is behind this paper, mm-hmm. you know?
Now to get them to open up the next gift.
The next gift and the next gift. So mm-hmm. we have 23 days. You might want to try 12 days to Christmas or mm-hmm. do a gift every week, and it can just be something small, but that way it'll get them used to opening up the gifts. And we've seen a huge difference even with when we do for Easter, the little Easter egg hunts. At first he didn't care nothing about those eggs, but mm-hmm. when he realized it was candy in there, he started picking up eggs,
opening up the eggs
and eating. I'm like, what?
Checking for candy.
He did. I'm like, what? His mouth be full of gummy bears and full of jelly beans because he's like, oh. He's found the candy in there. So, and I have to watch him now so he won't take other little kids' eggs because mm-hmm. he's like, uh-oh, those eggs got something in them. So those are some things that we've done that kind of help desensitize him and get him used to opening up the gifts. And, you know, it's getting better and better, I have to say, every year with repetition.
Yeah,
so,
that's key.
Yeah. And you know,
and he's getting it now.
Yeah, he is getting mm-hmm. it. I'm so proud of him. So right. proud of where he's come from. So that's what we do as far as gift giving. And if, like I said, if that's a huge part of your life, then you definitely want to go ahead and start working on that now. And then what's a huge part of our life, you know, is just our family traditions and things that we really, really believe in has been more of having a great dinner.
Right, yeah. right. As you had stated before, Jesus is the reason for the season mm-hmm. in our family, in our household. And so we're very thankful. And every year, if nobody gets a gift in the house, we always try to come together in love as a family unit, coming together and having a really nice dinner. That's the most important thing. You know, just being with family and having a nice dinner.
Yeah.
If nobody gets a gift, you know.
We would usually spend like the money, gift money on food.
On just food. We'd have a nice spread.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd have food and we'd watch TV. We'd mm-hmm. laugh. We'd play music. Just having the house filled with so much joy and peace and love.
And family. Yeah, that's what it's all about. And, you know, I know we all have different traditions. Alan was sharing with us his family tradition.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody remembers the TV show Seinfeld. We start the holiday season that way. And we celebrate Festivus. A few years ago, I found myself a little metal pole. Got the picture of the family by the metal pole. We had our meatloaf, mashed potatoes and gravy, and peas. Yeah, we do the Christmas thing on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And then in January... January 6th for like Little Christmas, we call it. My family was from the old country, my grandparents, so they every January 6th they used to celebrate that. And we celebrated too, just give each other like gag gifts. So
aww.
That's how we do the holiday season. But yet, once you said, Family.
Family. Yeah. That's it. That's the key. Most important thing. And,
yes.
You know, that's why we do what we do. So families can be connected and everybody can feel included and nobody feels left out. And it's just so much love. So I know me and Mommy, we've been having so much fun watching all the Hallmark movies. We come home, Quentin comes home from work and we're like, oh, all the love stories and the Hallmark movies and the Christmas cookies. And, you know, we've just been having so much fun with that. But definitely get your kids or your special someone, get them accustomed to opening things. And what are your traditions? You know, figure out what your traditions are and create those traditions. I know for us, we started making Christmas cookies, and that's something that we've started maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And I love it now. I love that we get to make Christmas cookies, and it's just something that we do. Even at our school, we make Christmas cookies with the kids, and it's so much fun.
Great sensory.
It is. It's great sensory, and they get their hands dirty and put it in their own personal cookies, okay? But we had so much fun making cookies, decorating the cookies, and it's an activity that you can do together. It's what it's all about. It's about being together. Another thing that's an event that's coming up, and I want to share with you guys, is the Bethlehem Nativity. And that is going to be at Pontevedra Presbyterian Church. And it is awesome. We went there last year.
Yes.
And this is going to be another one of our new traditions, because I was absolutely blown away. We got to meet the cow, what was his name?
Sammy.
Sammy the camel.
Sammy the camel.
Sammy the camel. And they had cows. They had people that were, you know, just, it looked like they had real leprosy, guys. They were, this is so real. I've never seen anything. I thought it was just amazing. I was blown away by it. I mean,
everybody was in character.
Everybody. It was, I almost want to say it was better than Holy Land. I mean, it was amazing.
It was. It was more real to me.
It was more real than Holy Land. It was awesome. So the dates for this event, they're going to be on December the 8th and the 9th, and it begins at 4, and it's at Pontevedra Presbyterian Church, guys, December the 8th and 9th. It's free. It's a free event, and it's so amazing. I think they have, between 10,000 to 12,000 people come through there within 2 days, so it's going to be jam-packed. But they actually have Roman soldiers. I don't know how they find people this tall. These guys look like they're like giants. And they're on big horses. I mean, it is amazing.
It's like you're actually there.
It is like you're actually there. And they had hot chocolate. I mean, they didn't leave any stone unturned. It was amazing.
It was awesome.
If you want to see a little bit of that footage, you can definitely go onto our website again under our Facebook page, and you can see some of that footage from that. But that was an awesome event. We took our students there last year. We're going to be going again this year. And it was just a great event. So, so those are things you can do.
And always, I always love Christmas music. So you can always start putting on that Christmas music and, you know, creating an atmosphere in your home where your children enjoy that, hearing that Christmas music and the bells ringing and just the sound of Christmas and just the feel of Christmas, you know, create that atmosphere in your home so that, you know, they can prepare for Christmas.
Yeah.
In their hearts.
In their hearts.
It makes them happy. Gabe loves music, so that's really a good, you know, a good way to touch his heart or, you know, to get him excited. You know, he gets to rock, and you know when he's really feeling that music because he'll start rocking.
We say, get it, Gabe.
We say, rock it, Gabe.
Go ahead, Gabe.
He'll just be rocking on that music. But, you know, just fill your house with joy.
Yes.
This Christmas season. Your inside, your physical home and your spiritual home. But, you know, get some joy and happiness and peace within, and allow it to overflow throughout to others and to the people that you love in your household and those that you haven't seen in a long time. Just pick up the phone and call them and let them know, hey, I'm thinking about you. You know, what are you doing for Christmas? Just let people know that you love them. Let people know that you miss them.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know that you've been thinking about them this holiday season and send forth an invitation, you know, invite them over or do something kind for them, you know, or just give of yourself, your time. And if you have extra money to send a gift or whatever, you know, but just be present to the moment.
That's right.
You know, and enjoy your friendships and create your friendships and create your memories. With your family, because that's so key.
It really is. And I, you know, when you said that, create your memories with your family. We went to Kansas a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and that was the last Christmas that we got to spend with my grandpa, my mommy's dad. And yes. it was just so amazing.
It was like our best Christmas.
It was our best Christmas ever.
With the family.
Ever.
Because everybody was all dressed up.
We had hats and aprons and grandpa had on his Christmas attire. Yeah, we just went the extra mile to have these like little extra special things, and everybody participated.
Everybody.
And I know my grandpa's heart was so filled with so much love and joy at the end of the day.
Right.
He was singing songs, and we put his Christmas hat on, and he was taking pictures with everybody. And he had on a Santa hat one time, and then he had on a snowman hat. And
who would have thought that would have been our last Christmas?
Yeah, that was our last Christmas. It was, everybody was there. It was so amazing, and it was the best Christmas that we've ever had. I mean, with Grandpa.
And every time I look at those pictures, I just think, oh, wow, that was such a great Christmas.
It was a great Christmas.
That's the thought that was left in my mind, mm-hmm. you know, every time I look at those pictures.
Yeah, it wasn't about the gifts. It was just all of us being there together. Yeah.
Yeah, so important.
I can't tell you what anybody got anybody, but I can. When I look at those pictures, I'm like, wow. What a great Christmas.
So. It was. So it's all about enjoying your family and doing things that are best for you and your family. And if you have the special needs children out there, and, you know, it's all about being safe, too, during the holiday season, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of things going on. People get so busy. So you always still have to keep your guard up to make sure that your children are protected
mm-hmm.
Wherever you go as well.
I want to encourage you guys, too, to look on News for Jack's Facebook. Just Google what Christmas activities are going on in your neighborhood, in your city, in your county, because there's so many things going on, you guys, that you can find a lot of free events that people are putting on, parades, all kinds of things mm-hmm. where you can just have a great time. And like we said, it's not about the gifts. It's about the memories that you're creating. So look up the events. Look up all the free events. And as we hear of more special events that are helping and cater to special needs children, then we will definitely keep you posted. But I want to let you know of a couple right now. We just got finished. I sing this morning at an event, Starfields Music. We were out in the community, the Giveaway Foundation, and we were in Keystone Heights. So we went from one neck of the woods all the way back over here. But we're just so excited that God is using us into that capacity. But we were connected with a group called Community Christmas Giveaway. And their foundation is Embrace Community Center. And so they are doing a Christmas giveaway December 16th and 17th, where they're actually giving away two free gifts. So they help children and families in 8 neighboring counties. So you guys definitely go check them out. Community Christmas Giveaway, Embrace Community Center. You guys like their Facebook page, and then we'll give you some a little bit more details about that event. So, because we definitely want you guys to be able to go, but they have sensory toys they're going to be giving away and everything. So you're listening to Star
and Pastor Dan.
And we're ready to win. Stay tuned. We'll give you more tips after the break.
WTRJFM, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston. Listener supported. The truth.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It took some last-minute deals and didn't come until about 1:30 in the morning Washington time, but finally in the U.S. Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 51. And the nays are 49. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Mike Pence was on hand to cast that deciding ballot had it been needed, which it was not. President Trump held the Senate vote as a big step forward toward a more fair tax code.
It was a fantastic evening last night. We passed the largest tax cuts in the history of our country and many other things along with it. Tremendous tax reform.
One of those other things in the Senate bill, a repeal of the oft-maligned individual mandate that's part of Obamacare. House Republican leaders, meanwhile, have unveiled a plan to avert a government shutdown next week.
The temporary funding bill would keep the government running through December 22nd and give lawmakers more time to work on a bigger budget agreement. Talks on the budget are likely to resume on Tuesday after a setback this past week when Democrats pulled out of a meeting after the president said he didn't foresee making a deal with them.
Then his Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reported, a McDonald's manager set to get a $110,000 reward for tipping off police about a man accused of killing four people and terrorizing a Florida neighborhood for 51 days, Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn.
That choice between saying something or saying nothing and hoping the problem goes away, this woman made the right choice.
That choice, police say, made by DeLonda Walker, led to the arrest of 24-year-old Howell Emanuel Donaldson. The third, Donaldson worked at the McDonald's. He left his loaded gun in the restaurant. He's now charged with four counts of first-degree murder. His victims were apparently chosen at random. This is SRN News.
Thanks so much for making this part of your Saturday. Jacksonville weather on this first weekend of December. Lots of sunshine. This afternoon's high will be around 80. Tonight, cloudy skies, low 58. Patchy morning fog for Sunday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. The outlook for Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 57. For Monday, partly sunny, high 75. For Tuesday, again, sunshine with high reaching 80.
Star isn't back yet. Aren't you going to sing? Aren't you going to sing, Pastor Dab?
Like, no, I'm not going to sing.
We're going to sing "Ready to Win." I think Star went to look at a mirror, fix her hair, so she'll be right back.
And we're back.
Really? You know, speaking about the holiday lights, it's a downer after Christmas leaves because everybody turns their lights off in the neighborhood. And they go, man. But once in a while, you see somebody in town, they have lights, just plain old white lights, and it's like, pretty. I love it.
Yes, I love the lights.
Makes your day,
too.
Yeah. A couple of houses I've seen are beautifully decorated.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is great. I love it.
Yeah, I'm loving the Christmas spirit. And we're back. I'm Pastor Dab. And
this is Star.
And here comes Star. And just seeing the things that fascinate, you know, our young people, our special needs children, seeing the things that fascinate them, that interest them, and, you know, like, I was talking about earlier, they're taking them to places like the parades. They're starting to have a lot of Christmas parades and Christmas lightings and, you know, like we said, the playing of the Christmas music and always, always connecting them to what, you know, our family beliefs and traditions are.
I think that's so key.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you can learn so much from other people. So some of the things that you might not have had as family traditions, they now become family traditions. I mean, I don't ever remember making all these cookies, but I learned it and I like it. And so I'm like, this is going to be our new thing. We're going to make cookies every year. I just love that quality time. We're all in there getting flour all over our faces.
And you love the cookies, too.
And I love the cookies,
that's
too.
That's the type of cookies you like. So I think that's the reason you're so interested in those cookies, making cookies.
I love those sugar cookies. So it's so much fun. I love the cookies, but I love the time together. And I love the interaction. And this is like, you can get as messy as you want, Gabriel. Come stick your hand in the batter. And, you know, so it's just so much fun for that. You know, taking that time out of your schedule that you're setting aside and your family gets used to that. This is what we're going to do. We're going to make cookies. We're going to go to these important events, and important things that are put on in the community, like going to the parades and going to the Bethlehem Nativity at the Ponte Vedra Presbyterian Church. How amazing is that? These are amazing events. I'm like, okay, I'm creating these new traditions.
Right.
New traditions. All right. And then finding out about other activities that are going to be very, very beneficial for children and families with special needs. And so I was saying before the break there is a new foundation that I learned about. I sang at their event this morning, and it was supporting all of our first responders. So it was such a really great event put on by Embrace Community Center. And they are doing a community Christmas giveaway, okay? And so they're going to be given two gifts. They can pick a big gift and a little gift. And they have two different days that they're going to be doing that. All you have to bring is some type of identification that shows what county you live in or whatever. But December 16th and 17th behind Keystone Heights Library. It's going to be behind the library on the 16th. And then Palatka is going to be on the 17th. And that Palatka event is going to be right there on the riverfront area. And these are going to be great, great, great events, you guys. They have toys that have been donated by Toys R Us. So these are, beautiful, brand new toys, sensory items that are squishy, that light up, all kinds of different things that any child could be blessed by. And the gifts are going to be unwrapped. So the kids will be able to see, I want this one. And I want this one. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
It's going to be on a first come, first serve basis. Their goal is to be able to serve at least 200 families. So definitely, you guys, mark your calendars. I'm going to mark mine, see if we can get over there and be able to let Gaby pick out a gift. And it's just going to be great for your children to be able to get a gift. And it's just great that there's foundations that do these wonderful things in the community.
Yeah.
And I talked to her for a long time today, and we're going to actually have them on the radio program just to share their story and what they're doing to help families, not just families that have children with special needs, but also they're helping families, veterans, they're helping so many other people that are in the community that need help. So we're just excited. It's all about those relationships and building those relationships and together. Together, 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 we are stronger. Together, everyone achieves more. And that's what team stands for, you guys. And that's how you can work together. You can partner up with other people in the community, and you can be a united team for the betterment of the community. And so I'm just so excited about that. So look up events that are in your area, free events. And you can Google it. You can go on News for Jax and just look at any events that are happening in your area. And I'm sure you guys will be able to find some great events. And just know that, even though your Christmas, I know our Christmases have been a little different.
Yes.
We still keep trying. We still keep pushing. And we've learned how to celebrate our victories. And I think that that's the key. You have to learn how to celebrate your victories and celebrate where you are at. You know, be able to look at the situation and say, hey, I'm a lot further than I was 6 months from 6 months ago or a year ago.
Yes.
I know we're getting ready to have a huge, huge, huge 1 year anniversary with Gabriel with his toilet training. We are so excited. A year, his anniversary is on 12/18. And I can remember crying and crying and crying. I was driving to Atlanta with me, Mommy, and Gabe. And we must have had a breakthrough in that car. You remember?
Yes.
It's like after we left out of Jacksonville, like the atmosphere shifted, the air changed or something. But that heaviness heaviness lifted. And I can remember from that day coming back in from Jacksonville, we haven't had any more accidents with Gabe.
Yes. And something shifted in the atmosphere for Gabriel.
God moved on our behalf.
We're
so thankful. And we're
going to
have an anniversary for that. So have some great anniversaries that you can say, you know what, God, this is what you've done for me this year. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. What has he done for you? And you know, be able to look and say, since the last time I saw you, you know, Yolanda Adams has that song, since the last time I saw you, God has performed another miracle in my life. What has he done for you in the last 6 months, in the last year? So as you get ready to go into the new year, you can say, thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done this year. And you're setting goals again for the new year. But be thankful.
Right.
Have a heart of thanksgiving. Have a heart of joy. And just watch what God will do if you continue to be thankful and count your blessings instead of moan and complain.
That's right. Don't be mumbling and grumbling. And complaining.
Yeah, sure, don't want to be.
Because those prayers don't get answered.
Yeah. So we just want to have hearts of thanksgiving and be able to look and see what the Lord has done. And even though it might not be, you might not be where you want to be, thank God you're not where you used to be, where
That's
you
right.
could be, you know. So, I know that. I'm getting ready to turn a year older on Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe it. I'm like, oh, my
God. I'm feeling younger and younger.
Mommy's feeling younger and younger. I'm like, I get ready to turn a year older. But I'm so thankful. And as I look back, I'm like, wow, we've actually been on the radio for 10 months, almost a year on the radio. It seems like, can you believe it?
Seems like
we just walked in the door and met you, Alan. And, you know, God has done some great things.
Yes, he has.
He has really, really done some great
things. Opened up doors we didn't even know were there.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm amazed.
But he doesn't.
Yeah. And sometimes when you look at the day-to-day, the day stuff, it might not seem like you're making any progress. But I dare you to look and see. Compare your this year to last year or 5 years ago. And look at what the Lord has done in your life. You know,
look at where he's brought you from.
Amen.
And just be thankful for where he's taken you to.
That's right.
And be thankful for right where you are. Right where you are is where you're supposed to be.
That's it. And we're going to go ahead and play this song, You're Perfect, Just As You Are.
Has anybody told you how beautiful you are? Has anybody told you you could be a superstar? Has anybody told you how special you are? You are perfect just as you are. Has anybody told you to dream your biggest dreams? Has anybody told you you have everything you need?
Has anybody told you
now's your opportunity? You are perfect just as you are. You are perfect just as you are.
There's no need for change.
Perfect just as you are.
You are perfect, Star.
Oh, you're so sweet. Mommy, of course you would say that. She's my biggest fan, my biggest cheerleader.
My special blessing from the Lord.
I love her. We have so much fun together, guys. I always call her my favorite senior citizen. And I mean, she really is. She is so awesome to have a mother like her. Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful and just youthful and just, she's young and fun, guys. And everybody says, what do you mean she's a senior citizen? I'm like, she is. Don't let her fool you. She looks so good, you guys. I just love her. I love doing life with her. We have a lot of fun. And I
love you, too.
Yep, I love you, too.
You, Mr. Gabriel. Yeah. My special blessings.
Yes. So we're so thankful. And we're thankful to be here with you guys today as well. Countdown to Christmas, 23 days left. So that you can have a successful Christmas. And just wanted to give you guys some of the tips that have worked for us in our house with having a child with special needs. We've definitely had to desensitize him and get him used to opening up gifts, guys. And I'm telling you right now, start early if you want some good pictures of them unwrapping the presents. Because for Gabriel, he took that gift and he threw it across the room like it was
nothing.
Two or
three times.
I'm like, quit throwing it. I paid money for this. He took it and threw it.
One of them really was a ball.
One of them was a ball.
But it was wrapped up. He didn't know what was in it. He just didn't care. He didn't want to be bothered with that gift.
So we want you guys to start a little early if you want to get some good Christmas footage. You know, like we said, start off with things that you know that they like, put some candy in there, wrap it up, and then they'll get used to it. By Christmas, you should be good to go, okay?
Yeah, I love Christmas season. And last year we went down to St. Augustine.
Oh, we did go
and
down
to the train and the lights.
That was fun.
We bought the necklaces that had the little flashy lights, and we were flashing, and the sleigh ride was flashing. Yeah, I think that was so much fun last year down there at St. Augustine. Riding through the city and watching the city lights and stuff and singing Christmas carols.
That was fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. That was a really good memory. Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing that one again.
That's another one. See, these are all going to be our family traditions.
Yeah.
So definitely, you guys, start early, create those awesome traditions with your family, and just know that the rest of your life is truly going to be the best of your life. And as we're going into the different seasons, winter, spring, summer, or fall, your child can adapt, and they can, and they will, if you teach them. You know, that's what everything is learned. Learned behavior. So you teach them how to, mommy was saying, you got to teach them how to dress in the winter.
Yeah, you had to, you know, you had to teach them and then let them know that the difference, when the different seasons are coming, so that they can identify, you know, oh, it's wintertime now, it's spring, it's fall, or summer, you know, and depending on what you wear and, you know, that type of thing.
And then teaching them how to, with the different holidays, I love the idea about decorating the tree differently. So we have the tree up. So for Christmas, we decorate it with Christmas ornaments. And then maybe for Easter, we can do different, you know, different ornaments. And some of you guys might do that in your home.
For Valentine's Day,
maybe.
Valentine's
Day, putting hearts and stuff on there.
Do different things for the different holidays. Mm-hmm. That helps them to be able to learn.
Learn the holidays.
The holidays and based on the seasons.
So those are all great, great, great ideas, you know. So we're just thankful.
Yes, we are.
Share these ideas with you. Hopefully some of them helped. And we would love to hear your ideas on your countdown to Christmas. What are you doing to prepare out there for you and your family to have the best Christmas ever? We know Jesus is the reason for the season. So we always keep him first and foremost in our lives. It's not about the gifts, but it's truly about Jesus and being there with your family.
Right.
So my grandpa, he always says, I didn't have a lot to give you guys. I didn't have a lot of money, but what I had, I had Jesus, and we gave that to you.
Introduced Jesus to you.
That's what he said, and that's the most important thing that we could do, and that could be done for us. So we just truly do thank God for life, health, and strength, and family, and friends, and just being able to be a part and share some things that have helped us on our journey.
And that's what it's all about. We can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have any tips, just please feel free to give us a call at 904-401-1413.
Mm-hmm. We would love to hear them.
Love to hear your tips on what you do for your special needs child around Christmas time to help him or her have a very good, prosperous, happy Christmas.
Yeah. For sure. Or you can leave them on our Facebook page at the Giveaway Foundation. You can, you know, chime in there on our Facebook page on some things that you do to have an awesome Christmas with your family member. So we would love to hear those things. Just want to give you guys some quick announcements. We will be Starfield Music and the Giveaway Foundation. We will be at Texas Roadhouse on December the 18th, which is a Monday, which is Gabriel's anniversary. Because that's our anniversary for Gabe, for his big celebration. But we're going to be there on that Monday. I'll be singing. I believe they're going to have Santa there, speaking of Christmas. So they're going to have Santa there. And I'm sure they're going to have toys and all kinds of events for the kids. And I'll be singing there some Christmas songs. And they're going to be doing a Dine to Donate. So we invite you all to come out and celebrate with us at Texas Roadhouse. They're going to be giving 10% of all of the food and the money's raised to our nonprofit organization, Giveaway Foundation. So we invite you to come out and support us as we support the community. That's the Texas Roadhouse in Orange Park, right off of Blanding Boulevard. And so it's right there next to BJ's and the Compass Bank off of Suzanne Avenue in Blanding. So we invite you to come there and celebrate with us and partner with us and help us to continue to do the great work that we do in the community. Also, Starfield's Music and the Giveaway Foundation will be doing a night of jazz at Jazzland Cafe on December the 23rd. And so we'll be doing that, and it's going to be a great event there. And a portion of the proceeds, again, helps the Giveaway Foundation and everything that we do in the community to support families and help families get connected to resources that they need right here in the First Coast community. So we've got some great events lined up for you guys this month. And I'm sure our calendar will be filling up because I'm getting lots of emails and stuff daily. So
that's good.
So that's a blessing. It really is. Mm-hmm. People have been calling and wanting us to come sing and wanting us to come to different events. And I love to do that every time, anytime that I can, that I get an opportunity to have a platform, mm-hmm. I will usually try to say yes.
Right.
I usually try to say yes. I never ask for money or anything like that, because I know that the Lord told me, Star, I want you to sing the songs and tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
Sing the songs and tell your story.
Better to give than to receive.
And so that's what we do. I sing the songs that the Lord has given me, and I tell the story about how the Lord has brought us through,
yes.
and how God has blessed us and kept us through this amazing journey with autism. Through it
yes.
all. I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. So it has been a journey, and God has truly been faithful to
yes,
us.
Yes, he has.
And so that's why we can go and share. And I never get tired. It's like, you know, last night we were in rehearsal with the band until like 12, and I got home around 1 o'clock. Then I was up at 6:30, and I was just so excited because I'm like, I can't wait to go sing the songs and mm-hmm. tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what we're here doing. Telling our story, and hopefully and prayerfully, these tips will help you along your journey
yes.
so that you guys can have some amazing Christmases and know that it does get better every day.
No matter what comes my way.
moving forward.
Yes,
we are. You guys
hear
that? It's getting better every
day.
And I mean every song has a story.
Thanks,
I don't have time to tell the whole story. But praise the Lord. Just know that it's getting better every day. When the Lord gave me that song, I tell you what, I was in a dirty public bathroom on the floor trying to change Gabriel in a bathroom. And I remember the devil speaking into my ear. You're going to be doing this for the rest of your life. I was like, oh, the devil is a liar. I'm not going to be changing these diapers for the rest of my life. I had to say that. I said,
amen.
It's getting better every day. And I came out that bathroom with, I was fired up. I had a song in my heart. I'm like, it's getting better every day. My cell phone was dead. So I said, Mommy, let me use your cell phone.
I remember.
And I sung it in her phone, and then I sent it to myself because I had to tell myself and the devil, it's getting better
every day.
And sometimes you guys have to speak over yourself, encourage yourself, because
yes.
You know what? The devil will try to come and steal, kill, and destroy, steal your dreams,
your joy.
Steal your joy, steal your hope.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord. It's getting better
every day.
And you're moving forward. You got to believe it, guys. And so we hope that you have enjoyed this countdown to Christmas. 23 days
yes.
left to Christmas, guys. Hope you have an awesome and blessed Christmas. And take these tips and use them in your lives and on your journey. And let us know how they work for you.
I just want to say happy birthday to Star.
Ah, yes, Wednesday.
She's going to be the big 4-0 on
Don't
Wednesday.
Don't tell everybody. Oh, she told everybody I'm going to be 40. Ah!
Now you told
40.
Him. I said 4-0.
You are, Lord. You guys, that is my mom. That's my senior citizen, okay? Telling everybody I'm going to be 40. But so thankful to get there. So thankful to be 40, guys.
So thankful. It's getting better every day.
It's getting better every day. Yes, Lord.
Even when you're 40.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You've been listening to Star.
And Pastor Dab.
We're ready to win. We're with the Giveaway Foundation. And if you would like to support us, you guys can do so at www.giveawayfoundation.org. And it just helps us to continue to do what we're doing right here in the community, making a difference in the lives of families and children with special needs. So we would love your support. And we thank you so much to listening to us today. This has been a countdown to Christmas, a Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we are
ready to win.
Bye now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.